and sat there and looked at me and said, I don't know, I didn't see him. I said, it's the same shit I used to do. But to come in here and share it is another thing. Why don't you share how sick you are? If you want to impress me, share about you. Less about me and more about you. And then I'll believe you. Look, we had a picnic Sunday. The kids are playing. People are here. We got service work going on. Food. Laughter. Good time. That's living. And because I don't know your name personally, it's my first time seeing you, all you are just friends I didn't meet yet. That's all you are, friends I haven't met yet on a personal level. My life is an open book. I tell you anything you want to know. I ain't hiding nothing. I ain't got no secrets. I got none. You don't want to roll with me? You got that free choice. You don't have to. You don't like me? You got that free choice. You don't have to. As long as I like me, I'm good with that. See, I'm not worried about you liking me or loving me. I'm worried about me liking me and loving me. I need to love me. Going shopping, that's easy, man. Buying new shoes, that's easy, man. Do you love you? That's what it all boils down to. I couldn't have loved me smoking, sniffing dope, smoking crack. I couldn't have loved me. I didn't love me. I weigh 70 pounds. You put two bricks into my back pocket, it's still 70 pounds. That's how, yeah. My skin complexion was 8 shades darker. You know, afro all wild. You get clean, God clean you up, take you from the muck and the mire, clean you up, bring you to Narcotics Anonymous, introduce you to people that's just like you. They walk the way you walk, and now, here's his finished piece. Here's what he can do. I didn't do this. I didn't decide to get, God touched my spirit to walk me to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and God placed the people in my life who's supposed to be in my life. I can't make you be in my life. Some of us go wrong with that. I'm a force her to be in my life. I ain't forcing nothing. That ain't my job. God places who he wants in your life. That's who he'll put in you. Everybody's not going to walk with you. Everybody's not going to call you. People are going to talk about you. People are going to slander you. My job is to keep moving. My response would be, because the second step says we came to believe in a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Do you know how insane I was? You know, getting clean, when people talk about me, my first defense was to get right back at them. Do you know hurt people hurt people? You slander me, I slander you. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. That's my defense mechanism to get back at you. But I get nowhere when I get back at you. This is a beautiful program, ladies and gentlemen. Cherish it. You here, you might as well stay. I'm scared to relapse. You know why? Because if God blessed me to come back, you know what they're going to tell me? T, why did you leave in the first place? We done told you what was going to happen. We told you. And guess what? They're going to be right. T, we told you what was going to happen when you left up out of here. We told you. Now you're looking at a 10 to 20. We told you. You know, listen, yeah, I got hobbies. I love doing shit, you know. I'm a gun owner. I love guns. I love buying them. I love going to the range. I love shooting. I ain't shooting nobody in N.A. I got my gun to go to the range and shoot because I love shooting. Supervision with other people at the range. Because I can go there. I can go there with it. On a beef with somebody in NA. Yo, this cat think I'm going to come to the meeting. Like I did before with one cat. Came to the meeting with my shit, right? He didn't even sit. As soon as he come, yo, come here for a minute, man. Let me talk to you. And my boy said to you, don't do that, man. All he got to do is get on the phone and tell the cops you're threatening him and you got a gun. So I had to think about that. I said, man, let me take the gun back, put it back in the safe. Boop. And my sister's a cop, but she ain't gonna want. My sister said, don't call me. You in the wrong, don't call me. My sister's NYPD. I got a baby sister. She's on the force. She said, don't call me. Not for that. I just want you to know sometimes, man, that my thinking can alter. You know, I want to thank Altoona area for inviting us to come down for the 2.5-hour ride because my ass was hurting in the car. You know, but we're here. And I wouldn't have missed this for the world. You know, and tomorrow is right back to get up, get dressed, go to work. The routine. Hit a meeting. So if you're ever in Lancaster area, come on down. Do a Die Home group, 7:45. We meet every Sunday night to help each other stay clean. You know, I love y'all and thank you for inviting us.
I'm Allie Manatic. Thanks, Terry, for sharing. Can we have someone read We Do Recover?
I'm Andy Manatic. We do recover. When at the end of the road we find that we can no longer function as human beings, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative, either go on as best we can to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in man's entire history, a simple way has been proven itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple, spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous.
We're going to close with the Serenity Prayer and then take like a 15-minute intermission before the next speaker. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change. Courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.